Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, we want you to get your hands together and we're going to start to party. Let's welcome Solar Recording Artists. Solar Recording Artists.
For Solar Records Radio, and today is Friday, where we celebrate the sounds of Los Angeles. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I get so excited, I forgot to turn my mic up. But anyway, guys, I'm really excited here because today we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. This is Wardell Potts Jr. again. Don Fleming will be coming in a little bit. And so I just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in because we are going to go down memory lane with Solar. You heard those songs right there so far, right? So listen, I want you to continue to hear these amazing songs that we're going to talk about. We're going to just in and out, you know, and any questions and stuff you may have, please feel free to send me a message through, what is it called? Not Instagram, but a messenger. And so, you know, and if you're my friend on Facebook, just put it on Facebook, put the message up there, and one of the associate producers will get that to us. So, guys, we're just going to have a good time going down memory lane. This is the beginning of the Solar Weekend. So, come on, guys, let's just have a great time together. And for any of our friends that just tuned in for the first time this year, Happy New Year. All right. So, guys, come on, let's just have a good time. And I'm excited. Let's go. Here we go, Solar.
I just
You'll have to see it. fighting. He's throwing down a proper set. Not everybody's gonna get him, but if you wanna take a chance, let's try this proper down.
Hey!
That's my group Dynasty right there. Day and night. And I wrote that song. What's up, Don Fleming? Are you in the house, my brother?
I am here. I'm here. What's going on?
Oh, man, like day and night.
There you go.
It's all good. We were just together last night on your show, and now you are like in the daytime on my show. So that's appropriate. How you been, man? Everything good?
Man, I'm good, man. Just hanging out. Of course, it is Friday. It is we're creeping up on the weekend, and hope everyone has a great weekend. Hopefully, you got some good things planned out. But definitely take some time out and listen to this show, Solar Records Radio. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Of course, yes, celebrating the legacy, the artistry, the fanfare, the music, all that good stuff. Solar Records.
Yes, yes. And I also want to say that, yeah, I did write that song, but with William Shelby, the late William Shelby, I wrote that with him. So rest in peace, my brother. And we will keep your legacy, Mr. William Shelby, alive. Let me just talk a little bit about William Shelby since I mentioned his name. Now, William Shelby is from Dayton, Ohio. He's out of Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, William Shelby. Oh, real quick. What's up, D.A. Williams? When I said Dayton, Ohio, I know that's where you've been, bruh. So D.A. is a guy that taught me about radio, and he's from out of Philadelphia, but he moved to Dayton, and now I think he resides in Florida. But he is a drummer like myself and from out of the city of Philadelphia. And there's a lot of history between him and I. And he just called right before the show, and he said he'll just catch me on the show as opposed to having a conversation. So I'm trying to get him to call in because he is, he's really good. He's really good. He's on your level, Don. I'm, you know, like I told you, I just try to hang out with you guys, but he's a real DJ. So, but anyway, so William Shelby and I got together in 1979 with Dynasty. And William Shelby was working in the mailbox room over at Solar, you know, handling all the mail for Dick Griffey until, you know, he found his place. Because he really came out here following his brother, Tommy Shelby, with Lakeside. And so, and just, you know, he loved music so much. It was such a big deal for him. And he used to walk up and down the street as a young man, just nodding his head back and forth all the time. And so his nickname was Noddy. It's because he's always nodding. He was just so into music. And so anyway, so he followed his big brother out here, out to California, and started working at Solar in the mailroom for Dick Griffey and babysitting Carolyn Griffey. You know, Carolyn Griffey, little girl, hanging out in the mailroom with William Shelby, going to lunch with William Shelby. And in the meantime, William Shelby had developed a relationship with Leon Silvers, and he started, you know, showing Leon his skills. And so Leon started working with him as a songwriter. And so next thing you know, I'm sitting there learning songs. I had no idea that William Shelby wrote the music. I just remember meeting him, and they said he's going to be in Dynasty too. And I was like, all right. And him being from back east, and like myself, he and I, we developed a very close bond because we were like the Long Rangers, right? We were out here in California, and we didn't really know anybody. And Will was just extremely quiet, really to himself. And I was too, because I really had no one to be you know, loud and hanging out with, because I didn't know anyone. And so, but anyway, so William Shelby started, him and Leon, like I said, were writing songs. And so we went in the studio and started recording these songs. And come to find out, the first song I ever recorded on was William Shelby's song with Leon Silvers. And that was the second time around for Shalimar. And so William Shelby wrote the first Golden Platinum song for Solar. And then the next song we went in the studio and recorded was And the Beat Goes On for the Whispers. William Shelby co-wrote that with Steve Shockley and Leon Silvers. And so it's like, then there's the second Golden Platinum record right there. William Shelby came out the box. You know, I mean, you're talking about, see, it's not where you start, it's how you finish. You see what I'm saying? And William Shelby, He was in the mailroom, and people would think, okay, yeah, that's Tommy's brother, not realizing that William was going to make a legacy of his own that was absolutely amazing, and he did, and he wrote so many more amazing songs for Solar. And so my hat's off to William Shelby for, you know, just being so blessed and blessing Dick Griffey, Leon Silvers, Dynasty, The Whispers, Shalimar, Lakeside. He really wrote a lot of songs. Carrie Lucas and Climax
and so on and so on. He was involved with so much music over there. And so thank you, Will. Thank you so much, my brother. And rest in peace. And I mean, you know, even at the very end for William Shelby, as he was, as he got into his older years like myself, he was on the road with Lakeside. He was, you know, out there because T. Meyer McCain, who is now with Solar Records Radio as a host, he had left Lakeside because he wanted to get in, you know, had a calling. And his ministry was more, I shouldn't say more, but it was pulling his heart and it was pulling him away. And he said, I knew that I was going to have to leave Lakeside at some point. I knew it was coming. And so he did. Mm-hmm. And so Will was there to, you know, as that man, you know, that's filling that void. And so he was on the stage all the time and just having a really good time. And being, you know, blessing them over there at Solar, with Lakeside. And they had changed their name to the original Lakeside at that point. And so, but anyway, that's my story about William Shelby. I just wanted to share that because I miss that guy. I really do. Mm-hmm. And whenever, you know, Lakeside came to Texas, I was there, and we would hang out and hug and talk. He came over to my house and recorded some stuff for Lakeside, and I just miss him. I really miss him. He was a nice guy, very nice guy.
He left a stamp. I mean, he left a stamp on what he's. What you guys were able to accomplish and contribute to Solar Records, man. So definitely, and I know, you know, of course you don't, you grieve, you know, you grieve the dead, you know, you mourn, you grieve, you bereave, whatever, but you definitely celebrate the life. And one of the things that I kind of go by is on your tombstone, it's not about those 2 years, it's what's in the dash. The importance is what's in that dash,
right? Right.
And make that dash we're still here on this earth. Make that dash as important, you know. Make it celebratory. Make it productive because you want to leave a mark on that dash, and that's what I intend to do. You know, it's not about the 1974 and whenever I pass away. It's about what I did in that dash.
There you go.
So and just live the, and hopefully, you know, and I probably concur and probably follow you and co-sign you by saying William had a very important dash. His dash was very instrumental in Solar and what Solar's done. So rest in peace to William Shelby.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, we're going to get back to the music here. I just want to give a shout out to Greg. He's starting to feel a little bit better. And so we're going to keep praying for his recovery. And Astrid, we're still praying for her. We haven't gotten an update yet on her. But, you know, we got to keep the team in prayer, right? We got to look out for our brothers and sisters. And but anyway, I'm going to slow it down a tad because I've been hitting you guys hard from the top of the hour. You know, I mean, straight. I had a 20 minute mix going on there, and so that was really, it was wonderful.
Oh man, yeah, you're kicking butt.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys something, and I'm telling you honestly, you know that I'm very humble. I don't brag or anything, and this is not bragging. I just want to say something that really shocked me when I was. Thinking about it, every song that you heard except for one I played drums on in that 20-minute mix, every single song. And I'm like, that's like, you know, see, the reason why I said that is because you don't realize how much you're getting done when you're having fun, right? When I look at, like, all the discography and all of the stuff that we recorded, I'm like, whoa, we did do that, but it doesn't seem like we did that much stuff, but we did. We were constantly in the studio every day recording. And so when you're having fun, when it's not hard work, you know, it just seems to just fly by. And that's exactly mm-hmm. what happened. So, you know, I just want to say, man, how blessed was I being by, you know, the company Solar, Leon Silvers, just for, you know, giving me that opportunity to play on so many records out of one company. This is out of one company. And so I'm like,
right,
you know, and so you just never know. You know, like with William Shelby, working in the mailroom, you just never know when your blessing is going to come. You just need to be ready for it when it comes. Because I was working for my dad in his gas stations and his auto store
mm-hmm.
and the hardware store. I was a workaholic in there. But, you know, when the call came and said, you want to go to California, even though I was in college at that time. Because I wanted to be a
right.
professional drummer, so I went to college. I got that call from Tony Westcott. I was gone. And then next thing you know, that was it. That was my calling. And so you just mm-hmm. got to be, you know, if you really care about doing something, especially for the younger ones that are listening, you know, if your heart's in it, then keep it right there and trust in mm-hmm. it. Because There's a reason why you have this gift and this passion for what you're feeling, and you have to trust God in it, you know, and pray about it and make sure you're doing your part, and God will do his part. So anyway, guys, we're going to slow it down just a tad here on Solar Records Radio, and just a tad, not too much. But this is a song that we did on Shalimar's Throwaway album. That sounds kind of funny, huh, Don? The Throwaway.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And so the reason why I started a Throwaway album, because Solar was leaving RCA and going to Electra Solemn. And so when we were leaving, we had to fulfill it. We had to fulfill Dick Griffey's commitment to RCA. And so for some reason, it got that ugly tag called Throwaway album. Like, so we had quite a few for all the groups. We had to do an album. And so, but they were hits.
Still quality.
They were hits, yeah.
Still
they
quality.
Was, came out as hits. And so thanks to the people that loved the music and stuff and loved the groups that we were working on for buying and making these songs into hits. So here's one right here from Shalimar on Solar Records Radio. We'll be back.
But it don't mean a thing without some money. You know what I mean? Thank you.
You guys know that Solar had a thing with up-tempo songs. It was just a wonderful opportunity, and it was great just hearing those songs come banging out of Solar. But they also had a wonderful thing with ballads, too. And wow, how beautiful was that from The Deal? Can we get another one? Let's do it. Guys, have you ever seen Lakeside perform? Have you? First of all, I mean, you're missing an amazing treat. If you've never seen Lakeside perform, you have to go see these guys. Oh, my God. Okay, so anyway, with that being said, that song that you just heard, Giving Into Love, wow. I mean, there's a breakdown section in that song that they do, and I feel like a kid because when I listen to the songs, that song, I'm waiting for that breakdown part that doesn't exist on the record. It's only live, and it is so good because, you know, Tommy and Otis gets down on the stage. They sit down on the stage, and they start doing the audience participation, and it is so much fun. And I tell you, it's the way that they do it is just awesome, and I really enjoy that so much, and it is good, and the audience is just having a great time. And I remember, you know, I was very, very young. I was only in my early 20s, and these guys were doing this, and I was watching it as we were on the road together. You know, Dynasty would open up, and then Lakeside would come on, and then Shalimar would come on after that, and then The Whispers. And it was called the Solar Galaxy Your Stars Tour. And so I remember going out there a couple times and just watching Lakeside because I was just learning. This was my first tour, and I was just learning what it was like to be on tour with professional musicians. And these guys were very good because they had been doing it for a long time before I even came around, right? And so for me, because I was doing jazz before this, and so I get to watch these guys and how they just took over the stage, and it was just like they made it their home, and people were just as comfortable as they were. They would come up to the stage, and Tommy and Otis, you know, sitting on the side of the stage, just kind of hanging off the stage there, hugging and talking to them, and it's just like I said, this is great, and it was wonderful, and so much love. Let me see here. I have something said. No, I haven't. And love to see them. Lakeside has to come to Amsterdam. Yes, Lakeside needs to go to Amsterdam. I've already told them that. I've been sharing that with them. You guys need to go to Amsterdam. And so that would be great. Or yeah, you could just come to LA. come over to Cali. I mean, come to the United States, anywhere in the United States. And check it out. We're going to have a good time. Let me see something here. Yes, I am live to my boss man overseas. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hold on one second. We got a caller calling in at 313 area code. Who do we have?
Hey, it's Julian giving you guys a call.
Julian, hey, what's up, girl?
You know, I had to call when you started talking about Lakeside doing that song live. So
oh,
I was there.
You were there. So
yes.
See, I told you guys.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us how was that? Was I right? Was that really like, whoa?
Oh, yes, because they would have, the guys would sing one part, Giving Into Love, I'm Giving It to You, and the ladies would say, you can take it from me.
that's right.
So the guys would do one part, and then he had the ladies, and then he'd go to the other side and see which side did it the best and things like that. So, yeah, it was great.
Yes, yes. So once again, the guys would say, Giving Into Love. Hold on, wait, don't let me sing it. You say it again.
No, you can sing it.
Hold on, wait, but what's the words of the... Giving it into love, baby.
I'm giving it to you. And then they will say, you can take it from me.
Okay. So the guys, I will try to do, give it into love, baby. I'm giving it to you.
Then the ladies will say, you can take it from me.
And then the guys would repeat that. Giving into love, baby. I'm giving it to you. Come on.
And so when I was not at the concert, I would listen to my album.
Hold on, wait.
Do you remember the album?
Hold on, wait, the live album?
Yes.
Yeah, because it wasn't on the original recording. So
it was only live.
So, see, that's, I got to get that. I don't have it. I don't have it. And so, and every time I hear the song, and get me a copy, because every time I hear the song, I want to hear that part. And I never knew.
Yes, I know.
Astrid's on her way.
But we
She's
have
on
to make
way.
That happen.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, make it happen. Make
yes.
it happen. Okay, so.
Yes.
So did you, Greg, we're here live in living color, my brother. Come on, questions. Anyway, so, I wonder, what was I going to ask you? Wow. So did you. Who else was on the show when you went to see them?
Or it was Lakeside, Charlamagne, The Whispers. Carrie Lucas was also at one of the I'm trying to think she was at the.
You didn't
was,
mention
I think
Dynasty.
A couple. Of course, Dynasty.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know.
You guys were there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
and it was another guy that was with Dynasty, but he's not there. He's not. You know. He's not there anymore.
Okay, and who is that?
I don't remember his name, but there was another guy that was there long time ago.
That was in the group with Dynasty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're talking about Pepper, Ernest Reed, the guitar player?
You know, I can't say what he played, but I remember I remember another guy, but I know he's not a part of the group right now.
Okay,
maybe
but
he was
like,
just there for a little while or something. Maybe it was before you came.
Oh, the white guy. You talking
yeah,
about
uh-huh,
the white
yeah,
guy?
Mm-hmm.
So that's our percussionist. Yes, he passed away. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Yeah, yeah. We're not prejudiced, so we can say what we want. We love everybody.
Yeah.
Here, so uh-huh. White, Chinese, Black,
yeah.
Japanese, you know, whatever it is. And we say that, we don't say it, you know, to be offensive. We say it because we're just trying
right.
to identify.
Yeah.
So anyway, you went to the concert, you were there,
mm-hmm.
and did you have a great time?
Man, I wanted more. Back then, when the groups would go off, they will actually come back and do like an encore. You know, and what I hate about these concerts today is that I'm like, come on, everybody, they got to say, we want more, you know. But it was just always great. We couldn't wait. You know, when we heard that you guys were coming, oh, my God, we had to run out and go grab our tickets and,
uh-huh.
you know.
Now,
yeah.
What state were you guys in when we came?
In Michigan.
Oh, okay. Cold. Lord, it was cold in Michigan. Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
Was
yep.
it wintertime when we came, or was it the summer?
It was usually around Easter.
Oh, so it was still cold over there. Y'all don't know how to warm up.
Yeah, but not too bad, yeah.
Yeah, not too bad is a matter of opinion. So not too bad, what, 30 degrees? Or not too bad, 50
well,
degrees?
Well, you know what? You could go. I actually remember one of the outfits that I had on. So this particular time, it really wasn't a bad winter.
Okay.
It was, you
All
know, because
right.
I remember, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it
wow.
was just great. And just
awesome.
Meeting people and everything, and it was really, really nice, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so
and do you,
mm-hmm. What?
And do you remember when you were playing behind, like, Charlamagne, and then they would say, ladies, make that move. And they were, ladies, if you want more there, what you gonna say? Make that move right now, baby. Do you remember that?
If you want
they were
more
both in the group.
No, if you want Jeffrey Daniels, not Wardell.
If you want Jeffrey, you're gonna say make that move, yep.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, that was we had so much fun because I mean I was playing percussion with them and it was just like, wow. That was I was amped up too because, you know, Ed already played and then I came off the stage and then I got to see, you know, Lakeside do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and
when it was getting close to their last song, I would have to run back behind stage and get dressed for Shalimar's show. And I posted some of those pictures. There's a picture of us in the locker room, no shirt on, getting ready for the show. Ready for the show. And, man, we had so much fun. Those were some good days, man. I missed those days.
They were some really good days.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm praying that we can do this again. Like, we can get out there one more time, do a Solar Galaxy of Stars tour.
Yeah.
You know, just to close it out, you know, while the Whispers are still here doing their thing. So, you know, because they will probably be the first group, retiring. It'd be really, really nice. But thank you for calling in and sharing that.
When you said that, I had to, because you just brought those memories back, you know. So I'm like, oh, my goodness, I remember that, you know.
Right. See,
and
I didn't make that up, guys. I did not make it up.
No, you didn't make it up.
I got a witness.
I was there live and in living color.
Right. Hey, do you have any questions about Solar? Is there anything that you may want to know or just ask, or Dynasty or anything? Anything comes to mind?
You know what? I'm just waiting for you guys to just come on tour. Just waiting, you know.
Well,
one thing I do hate that when I did visit California and I did visit Solar, you guys were not there. So, But it was just so many good memories, you know, of going to, you know, the concerts and everything. And I just really enjoy it, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Was there any groups there when you went to visit Solar?
There were no groups there, but Mickey Free was there.
Ah, you got to see Mickey Free.
I got to see Mickey, yep. And there was a guy, Paul, I can't think of his last name at the time. Paul, he was doing security.
Brad.
And,
Are you talking about Brad?
Yep, and he was doing security.
Very light skinned guy.
No, he's a brown skinned guy.
Oh, you talking about? Are you talking about? I know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
Yeah, and so, he called Mickey was there.
Okay.
Will?
Big Will?
Nope. I have to send you a picture. I have a picture of him, so I have to see. But anyway, he had called and he said that Mickey Free was there, and he called up to Mickey and asked Mickey, you know, is it okay if we come up, you know, and take some pictures and things like that? He said, sure. We went up, we took pictures and everything, had a great time.
Send the pictures, too. I want to see those.
Okay.
Yeah,
had a great time.
Awesome.
And as a matter of fact, they were getting ready for, they were designing Shalimar's album. So the designer was there, and they had the material and everything out and picking out, you know, materials. It was really nice. We got a chance to, you know, sit around and do that, but I was near the pictures.
The next time you go to a record company, you need to let everybody know so we can show up for you.
Exactly.
Let us know.
That was
time
ago. That was in 84.
Wow.
I want to say it was 84. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jillian. Appreciate you, sweetheart. And, you know, call in anytime. If something strikes a nerve again, call in. We love you.
And
we appreciate you.
I sure will.
Okay, cool.
Okay, you guys take care.
Okay, and keep praying for Astrid and Greg, okay? Keep my team in prayer.
I sure will.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they're getting better, but just this, we want to make sure they're getting better.
Yeah.
We need a little bit
of
insurance.
And you know what?
Yes.
And you know what? I do that anyway.
Amen. There we go.
Yep.
We
I do that
you.
Anyway. I sure do. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I'm gonna play.
Yes,
I'm gonna play a song that I wrote for Dynasty. And so you guys kick back and relax. And thanks, Jillian, for calling in. And take care, you and your family, sweetheart. Stay warm, because I know it's cold where you are now.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Okay, cool beans. And, that's so sweet of her. That's coming from Astrid. And she says, say hi to her. So Astrid told me to tell you hi.
Hello, Astrid. Yeah.
Hello, Astrid. Yeah.
We have a wonderful team.
All right. Yeah, they are. They are. They are awesome. And, you know, I just love them and they mean everything to me. So I'm always doing my best to make sure, you know, we lift them up because they you know, it's all good. It's all good.
Right.
All right. So here's a song I wrote
for
Dynasty. It's called Questions, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, enjoy.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
See you. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, guys, I am back and my mouth is on fire. Woo, I just finished eating a piece of pizza with a lot of pepper on it, and I'm in trouble. Debbie.
Yes, guys. Hello, Waddell.
Debbie Reynolds is here in the house, everybody.
And you can't pronounce my last name. It's Debbie Reynolds Ula.
Ula. Debbie Reynolds Ula. Yes, it is. And if she knows I can't pronounce it because I didn't say it, I just go, Debbie Reynolds, that's all you get.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so I was trying to eat in between. Oh, my, have a little snack in between, but that was not, that's hot. Anyway, well, how have you been? God, you are so beautiful in every way. Everyone, Debbie Reynolds is on the, Ula is on the line with us, and I keep getting these messages from Selena Gomez. I don't. Selena Gomez. You know the young artist. I mean the actress, singer.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting messages constantly from her. She's constant. I'm like, I don't know you. I don't even know if that's her. It makes me a little weird.
Well, people should know who you are, Waddell.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so. That's you just never know, right? You never know, and so I probably should check it out to make sure it's really her or not or something. I need to, you know. But anyway, hello from Astrid and Greg. I know I got to get to this too. I'm gonna get to. I got some messages. Thanks, Greg. So what's on your heart, sweetheart?
Oh, my goodness. Before I ask you my question, I first want to say thank you so much for bringing Tiffany Vino, who is Howard Hewitt's niece, on your show.
You're welcome.
Had an unbelievable interview with Tiffany, and I hear that it's going to be re-aired tomorrow at 2 o'clock, so those that missed the show a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. They will get an opportunity to hear Tiffany's story, and she's going to talk about her book, Me. It's called Made Extraordinary. So thank you so much for allowing us to be part of your show. Now that I've said that, my question for you, Waddell, I haven't been listening the whole time, so I don't know if anyone else has asked you this question, but how did you get involved with Solar?
Okay, so... just real quickly, I got involved with Solar through Dynasty and Dynasty through Leon Silvers, and Leon Silvers through Tony Westcott was my childhood friend who I grew up with. And Leon Silvers actually called Tony Westcott to be the drummer of Dynasty because Tony was the drummer for the Silvers. Tony happened to live right behind my dad's gas station in the city of Philadelphia. And so that's how I have a relationship with Tony. And so at the time, Tony was traveling back and forth, you know, going back and forth to California to do the stuff with the Silvers. When he was in town, he and I would get together and I would show him my jazz stuff and he would show me his pocket stuff, you know, because I didn't know how to play R&B. I was into jazz. And so, so we shared off. And so, and I remember saying to him, This right here alone to me is ultimately the whole reason why I ended up where I am. I opened my mouth and I said to Tony, hey, if ever somebody's looking for a drummer, to please let me know. I would love to have the opportunity to do it. And Lord, he did. And so that was the key. And so right then and there, I mean, he hooked me up with Leon, and then Leon hooked me up with Solar, and Solar hooked me up with, you know, I mean, Leon hooked me up with Dynasty, and then Leon had me play on some stuff, and Dick Griffey heard it and said, I want him to play drums on all the stuff. And I was like, whoa. And so thanks to Leon Silvers for making me sound that way, because I didn't understand what he was talking about when he's talking about pocket. I'm like, what? Tony tried to tell me what pocket was too. I was like so confused. All I knew is that they want, I mean, every time they said pocket, they always push, you know, putting his hand up and down, just like straight. Keep it pocket, keep it tight, keep it right, keep it that. And so And so that's, I just knew it meant timing, right? But see, but the pocket is more than timing. Pocket is the feeling inside of timing. And so what that means is that it needs to feel good even if it's on time, because people can play on time, but it's not tight. It don't feel right. And so, but I didn't learn that until after, you know, working with Leon Silvers, after a few records, and they were hit records, but, you know, I was just, he was driving me. He was the leading force. He guided me to Pocket. And because I didn't want to let him down, because he trusted me, you know, he gave me the opportunity. And so I wanted to make sure that I was a blessing to him as he was a blessing to me. And so I did everything in my power to do the right thing. So that's how I got hooked up with Solar.
But not only are you an awesome musician, I looked you up on AllMusic, and you have many accolades of songwriting. So at what point did you start writing songs?
This is a funny story, is that William Shelby and I were really close. I talked about this part earlier about how close we were. And because he was from back east like I was, and we didn't know anybody, you know, so we got close with each other and hung out and stuff. And so, but so all these songs, I was in the studio recording with Leon. Will was writing them, and I didn't know that until one day. I was so excited. I went and got me a new 10-speed, and I was excited because my 10-speeds are very expensive. I mean, really expensive, because I had racers, like $1,000 for a bicycle. You know, it's like, who's buying $1,000? You know, but I was, because I would ride my bike to the studio every day. I had a car, but I was trying to stay in shape, you know. And so I would ride my bike, you know, from LACC, that's the college. I continued to go to school because I was at Norfolk State at the time, and I was on spring break when I got the call to go to California. And so I decided, you know, I made the audition, but I needed to get back in school. And so I would go to school, ride up to school, and then from the school, I would ride over to Beverly Hills and record. And so from Hollywood to Beverly Hills and then back to L.A. And then William Shelby pulls up in a brand new Mercedes. And I'm going, wait a minute, what is going on? How did you do that? And he goes, what? I said, he said, you like it? I said, do I like it? I love it. It was a convertible two-door Mercedes, and it was really, I don't know how to say this color, but it's like a really light green with a black top, and it was beautiful, and a wooden steering wheel. It was beautiful, beautiful. I said, wow, this is it. And he said, well, Waddell, I got to tell you that, you know, all the songs that you're playing on, I wrote them. And that's so I got a royalty check. And I was like, what? And so I said, I got to do that. And so,
you're like, ding, ding.
Right, exactly. The bell went off. And so long answer to your question, but that is exactly how I started writing. And then once you start writing, you know, what happens is that you want to try to control the destiny of the song. So then you want to end up producing. And so I started producing as well.
Wow.
And so,
I don't know if I have time for one more question, but I I do have, you know, I am a huge Howard Hewitt fan, and I'm just trying to figure out, how did you two come together? And I think you may have written some of Shalamar's songs.
Well, good question. And the thing is that Howard and I joined Shalamar at the same time. He became the new lead singer in 1979, and I became the drummer for Solar at the same time. So I'm doing recording second time around. Howard comes in, he sings it, and we ended up, you know, just laughing, having fun with each other, and enjoying each other. We kind of, you know, he's from back east too, you know, so we were just comfortable, and so we became good friends. To the point where he would even come over to my flat and teach me, give me vocal lessons. It didn't work, but he tried.
Your flat?
Well, my apartment. My apartment. I'm sorry. I was in South Africa. The apartments are called flats. But I think in the UK they're called flats as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So, oh, did I tell you Astra said hello? Hi.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
She's okay, cool. So, but anyway, so that's what happened. And then Howard and I got really close. And so we did end up writing some songs together. But we did one particular song, made it onto Shalimar's album. And that song is called You Won't Miss Love Until It's Gone. And so I'll play that song, you know, for you guys so you can hear it. But it was just interesting, you know, working with Howard and getting to know him. He's a lover boy, you know, and but he's really cool, nice guy. And I got to meet his mom, she was amazing, amazing. And so there was a lot of stuff going on back then. But thank you for the questions. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but thank you for allowing me to come on briefly. I appreciate all that you've done, all that you do, and I love your station. I've met some wonderful people from listening to you. So hello to all of your crew.
Yes, Greg and Astrid. Yeah,
Greg and Astrid. Yeah. I do stay in contact with them, just saying hello and or something each day.
Oh yeah, they're good people. They're a blessing, and I like I said, I wouldn't be able to do this. They are awesome, and they help me so much, and it's good because you need somebody like in your corner and stuff. Just like, you know, I'm so grateful that you brought Tiffany. You know, because I never knew that that was Howard's niece. And now I'm like a huge fan of hers. Like, whoa.
Amazing, beautiful, anointed voice. And she is just as beautiful inside as she is outside.
Yes. I know when I talked to her on the phone, I was like, man, I should have recorded this conversation because it was so good. It was so good.
And she has a very soothing voice.
Yes, she's a good girl, and she's, you know, her and her husband are both blessed that they have each other, and so I really enjoyed talking to both of them, and but we look forward to doing many more things with her. I've been playing her music on my praise show every Sunday because I love that song Be Still. Oh my goodness gracious.
That's beautiful. She's very thankful that you're supporting her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. No problem. I'm right there. Whatever I can do.
And for re-airing her show tomorrow. I've already sent out a few posts to let people know that that she'll be on tomorrow. Yeah, 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check her out. She's a bad. I mean, she can sing. Woo.
Yes, sing.
She can sing. That girl. What'd you say, Dad? You broke up there.
I said, in my country twang, she can sing.
We love the country twang. We love the country twang. All right, so I have a couple more questions, but I'm going to play this song that I did with Howard, and then I'll come back and I'll answer the questions. But thank you, Debbie. We love you and appreciate you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Love you, sweetheart.
All right. You guys take care and enjoy your solar weekend, Deb. Be safe.
I will. Thank you. You too.
All right. Here we go. This is a song that I wrote with Howard Hewitt called You Won't Miss Love Until It's Gone. Lord.
Thank you. understands how to get the ladies in the palm of his hands. But he's still a knight, fight the hype, hard excites the night. Fishing at the right type, at the round table, placing labels on a man who slicks can start table. He's all just a black, riding horseback, giving all the fine ladies a heart attack.
Funky. Look at Reggie Calloway and Vincent. They were the brothers, the Calloway brothers were absolutely amazing. Coming from Midnight Star, and their music was just so powerful. But you know, guys, I have to tell you, I have a very good friend of mine who really taught me how to do this and showed me the way. And he is on the line, and that is my brother D.A. Williams. What's up, D.A.?
Brother Wardell, how's it going, man?
Now, also, his dad was a famous DJ in Philadelphia where I grew up at. So, my goodness gracious. Look
Daddy,
at
Daddy K.
Yes, that's that, K. Williams. And so, also, I have, are you there, Don? Don Fleming.
I am here.
All right, I so you here. Get to meet DA real quickly. And
I think I met Don before.
Oh, probably. Don had a radio show.
I think the last
show.
Time I called in, he was on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How are you?
How's it going, man? Man, I get to come on and talk to all you stars. You know, we got Wardell singing. We got Don on here. We had, now who was your last guest? Was that Debbie Allen?
She's right there. Debbie, say hello.
Hi, but I'm not
Debbie Allen. She's not Debbie Allen.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm in the midst of all of this royalty. I don't know how to act, you know.
Oh, Debbie is royalty in her own right. She is royalty. She is a blessing. She's
I don't think I'm royalty, but I'm a country girl. My name is Debbie Reynolds Euloff.
Debbie Reynolds Euloff. All right. I got it now. You have to forgive me. I'm a little slow.
Yes, you. All right. So I'm really like it really touches my heart when I get to hear this brother. He's because he's not just a person that showed me, you know, how to do this, but he also is from my hometown and he's a drummer. So we have a lot in common. But his dad is a guy that I would hear on the radio all the time, and his dad's store was around the corner from my dad's store. Isn't that crazy?
Right.
I mean, we were we were destined to meet.
small world, you know. And I was asking, you know Chuck Lee, right, Wardell?
Yes, I know the name.
Okay, the drummer. He played with, he was with Buck Nasty, Just East.
Oh, yeah.
I got a call from, I don't know if you remember Charles Kelly was with Sundown, keyboard player?
Yes.
Okay. I got a call from Charles a little earlier, and Chuck is in Florida. He's a little further away than I am. So I just want everybody that knows the power of prayer to keep Chuck Lee and his family lifted up. Chuck's not doing real good. And so I got a call from Charles, and, you know, he kind of asked me to reach out. So I just thought I'd mention it, you know, to all of your listener base. He can stand all, you know, he can definitely use all of the prayers that we can offer his way. So, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. We will definitely do that. And all the prayer warriors here at Solar Records Radio and in our group, if you guys do the same, you know, let's just make sure we pray for him.
Absolutely. And real quick, because I don't have a whole lot of time, but Wardell, you still do your praise shows on Sunday, right?
Yes, sir.
When you going to send me an invite? You'll never have me come on it.
Because you know what? Because you do your praise shows too. I mean, I don't know if you're a praise show or you're just preaching, but I know that you're doing the same thing on Sundays, because I see you pop up in my notifications that you're live. You go live with your shows. So, but you're always invited. It's an open invitation, my brother.
All right, I'm gonna hold you to that. I'm gonna hold you to that. You know, because you know, once I start talking, it's a done deal.
I know that. I know.
I got that from my dad, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, your dad was something else, man. Wow, it's you know, it makes me emotional just mentioning him. So, thank you for and also now I'm thinking of Myrtle as well. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How's Mom Myrtle?
Yeah.
Did she pass away?
Well, Myrtle passed away about four or five years ago.
Yeah, and she was always on our shows. And it's so funny because DA used to have to hold her. I got to help Mom with the show. I got to help her log in. I got to get it.
Hey, Don, I'll be live on the radio, right? And my cousin Myrtle would call me, and she'd be like, Daryl? I'm like, yeah, Myrtle. I can't get on to this thing. I'm like, Myrtle, wait a minute. Myrtle, let me play a song. Let me come right back with you. Yeah, it was a live radio. But that's how radio used to be, though. You know, I mean, this is back when, you know, when they were really doing radio and everything wasn't so programmed. Anything could happen, you know, and that's what made a lot of the shows really, you know, really connect with people, because people were, you know, they were on-air personalities. They just weren't talking heads, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think for any of us nowadays that are doing any type of media, especially with with the way social media is now, we have such an opportunity to connect with people on a real level. You know, like Wardell's doing with Solar Radio, bringing back, you know, those memories, bringing back the reality of what broadcasting was actually designed to do before a lot of the corporate structures took in. But I don't want to get started on that, but anyway.
Don't get me started
on that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Exactly.
Hey, D.A., what was your dad's professional name? So if anybody want to look him up.
K. Loudmouth Williams.
Really? Loudmouth?
Yeah. And I never knew why he was called Loudmouth. I thought it was because he had a loud voice, right? But my dad was one of the individuals in Philly. If something was going on, you would know about it because he's talking about it on the air.
Yeah.
So they called him K. Loudmouth Williams. You know, there was, you know, Georgie Woods, man with the goods. You know, Sonny Hobson, the Mighty Burner, Jocko Henderson, the man from outer space. You know, they had all of these names.
All these
but
names.
But he was at the K. Loudmouth Williams because, you know, he get on the air, he just talk about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. So before you go, what any memories of Solar in your life? Anything that affected you?
Really, I mean, there all of the music that was coming out from Solar was always connecting with me. You know, being a drummer, you know, I love love pocket playing.
Oh, me.
My brother got on me about that.
he
taught me how to lay a pocket, right?
Yes.
And it was interesting because I didn't know you were the drummer on a lot of that stuff. You know, so when we connected, I was like, oh, wow, you know. So just all of the music from back then, man, was just always just so, it was so encouraging. It was peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had your love music. You had your, You had the music that connected with what was going on culturally, you know, so it was just a blessing, man, everything that you all did.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Well, we appreciate you, man, and thank you so much, and you're always welcome.
Definitely.
You know, always welcome to come in, and I know you and Don will have some great conversations together. So
you got to come hang out with me on Monday or Thursday. I'd enjoy it.
Now you're doing Monday. Now, is your platform, are you on Blog Talk as well, or you have some other platforms?
No, Blog Talk. But we're on every day.
Yeah, Monday from 8 to 10 and Thursday from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. So, yeah, make sure you come on and hang out with me, man. It'd be fun.
And T-Meyer.
Yeah, I definitely will. I'm going to get your info from Wardell, and I'll definitely come hang out, man. I'd love it.
Yeah, and T-Meyer. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know the delay. You know the delay in this thing. You know T. Meyer McLean from Lakeside. He has his show on Mondays, and then on he preaches on Monday. Monday earlier. I think that's about what time is that, Don? Around 4 Eastern Standard, something like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then he has another Bible study, Christian talk show on Wednesday nights. So, if you ever want to catch T. Meyer, and he would love to interview you. So, I would love to.
We'll definitely touch base. I'll reach back out to you either tonight or tomorrow, and get everybody's information, and then we can connect and see about doing some other kind of collabs. I'd be more than happy to, to connect with y'all, man.
Awesome. God bless you, man, and thank you so
much. That'll work.
All right.
Peace and blessings to everybody, and I'll talk with you later, man.
Okay, buddy. Catch you later. Thanks.
All right.
Be safe.
Bye bye.
Yep.
All right now.
All right, guys. So we got about another 17 minutes left in the show, and that's about it.
Already? We closing out already?
No, I'm not closing out. I'm just saying that's how much time we got left. You know what? I just got to do something because I think it's really nice to pay attention to the listeners, and they are writing, and I need to read. When Leon made you aware of Pocket, how did that influence you as a drummer? Did it change you technically, or just how you applied yourself? And so that's a good question. And when Leon, I have no idea. That's to be perfectly honest. When he was sharing, it with me, it was just, I was just so focused on making sure that I didn't disappoint him. And I always want to do my job. If I'm there to do a job, then I need to do the job. And so my focus was just making sure I did the job. Now, I believe that it's a possibility that my technique did change, because as a jazz drummer, I played differently. So when I became the pocket drummer that Leon wanted me to be, it obviously had to change me, because I had to be more patient in my playing. Where in jazz, you are like kind of the feature, but in R&B, you are the supporting act. So I had to figure out a way to be able to play some things that I wanted to play without messing with the groove. And so I started creating little things on the hi-hat and little things on the snare drum that really would add something to it and not overdo, like the song. So it was very slick, because it's like, this is the thing. You have all of this in you. It's just like somebody being very, and I'm not saying this out of arrogance. I'm saying this just as an example. If you're very intelligent and someone's talking and about something and you have a lot in your head to say about that topic, you're exploding to, you can't wait till it's your turn to talk because you have so much information. So I had so much information that I developed as a drummer. I mean, a jazz drummer, I had so much to give, but I had to be patient with it, because I could, if I would have put it out there, I would have just killed the groove. So I had to be patient and just let a little bit out at a time. And the patience is, is the key in everything. And I really learned so much, and I try to teach that to my students, because it's not about how much you could do. It's about doing it in the right place to bless the situation that you're in, you know. And so, but great question, and thank you so much for asking. Ooh, man, I like it when I get those kind of questions, because it makes me think about things I didn't think about. I really never thought about that, but that's why I was like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. But as I was talking about it, I figured it out. So thank you for, man, I need to record this so I can remember. But anyway, what else?
But I wanted to shift gears for a quick second, because we had to talk earlier about like some of the archived shows and things. I'm just amazed, you know, as far as what we've been able to accomplish, as far as who we had. I was listening to the Denise Williams interview, and I was, you know, in awe. It's not surprising, but it's still good to hear the fact that you're a fan of her. She's a fan of you. She's a fan of Solar.
I know.
You know?
Yes, yes.
And I was just, you know, and definitely, you know, all of the other artists that we were able to talk to, Chucky Bookers and you know, and all of these, you know, Chuck Gentry, and a shout out to Chuck, all of these cats, man, how they were just fun. They just, you seem like if you saw their eyes, you saw their face, their eyes would just be so lit up when they talk about Solar Records, man. And to have, you know, Chuck playing on a few songs and playing on some of these records, man, it's just, but man, it just shows you how much an impact that this label had on the world, not just us.
Right. I mean,
world.
Because Glenn Jones, when he came on, he said that whenever he went to the UK, they told him what he had to play. And that was the stuff that we did. We produced on him. Ricky Fries and myself. And he was like, what else? It's so weird. I had to play all the stuff, even though my other stuff was, you know, the hits over here in the United States. But they gave me a list of songs, and I had to play them, because that's what they were playing in the UK, the stuff that you guys did. So I said, man, that is crazy beautiful. Crazy beautiful.
It really is. Just it the is. Fact that your contemporaries enjoy what you guys have done, and while you're admiring them from afar, they're admiring you just the same.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know. So
yep.
I gotta get out there to the UK, man, because I keep hearing these stories, the Top of the Pop stories, and the type of music that the Shalimar music, or, you know, how much they love Shalimar over there, how much they love Dynasty. You know, I got to go over there and hit a club and just listen to the soul. I mean, I'm hearing Solar Records Radio, don't get me wrong, but it feels new to me being out there at a club listening to all of that music. It's letting me know that you guys, even in 2022, you know, once hopefully COVID can kind of quell down a little bit and we'll be able to be out there and hang out. Just the fact that hearing a lot of that vintage music, it was just about the quality. And that's the beauty of quality music, especially soul music. But, you know, that's, you're going to open a can of worms with me. I'll talk all day about this. So, but yeah,
well,
shout out to Solar, man.
Now, is it Debbie, you still there, sweetie?
Oh, no.
And why? I did not
hear
you.
What, Debbie? I didn't hear you.
I believe you. I was listening and enjoying the conversation.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. How you doing?
Good. Going to the UK sounds like it would be a plan, if you can get Tiffany in the UK so that I can go with her.
Ah.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. And we got to go over to,
it's,
you know,
a date.
And
it's
Greg.
A date.
Greg will do their hair. He will do your guy. He that's what Greg does. So you got to go to his shop when you go there, and then we all go out to eat. And you know, I know Astrid's going to be there, so we're going to go eat and have a good time. So that's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't. It's going to happen. I believe that. I believe with all my heart. So, But, you know, Greg loves Tiffany. Whoa, he really believes in her as an artist. And yeah, we'll have a good time. Oh, yeah, Greg said we all could stay there. He said we all of us can stay with Greg. Yeah, that's funny.
I want is some good food. Make sure there's some good food there and dessert.
Yeah, Greg always send me pictures of his food. It just really makes me upset because I'm like, oh my God, looks so good. So, but yeah, we're gonna have a good time. We'll have a good time. We'll have some good music, good company, and good food. Yeah, that's always a wonderful combination for me, guys. So,
all right.
Hey guys, so Don Fleming, there's Debbie. Is Debbie so cute?
Hey, Don.
We love our Debbie.
Oh, yeah. She's
the flower in this bush. We're
Don. You're so kind. Love you guys right back. That's you, my family.
Thank you.
Well, hey.
Thank you.
It is definitely a pleasure to talk to you and finally get a chance to kind of at least meet you, you know, via phone and everything. But I've heard so much about Debbie.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Debbie's a very busy lady. She's got a lot on her plate, and we're blessed to have a relationship with her. So thanks, Deb, for everything, and you take it easy and have a wonderful Solar Weekend. And tomorrow your girl will be on at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. You guys tune in and check out Tiffany Bynum.
Thank you, Waddell.
Yep. Much love. Hello, Tiffany, if you're out there listening. Much love, girl.
Hey,
God bless
me.
You all.
All right. So here's Dynasty right now with our new single, guys. God bless you and have a good one. We're up and out of here. I'm going to play both of them back to back. The A side and the
Look
B side.
Play them.
Yeah. All
play
right,
them.
Don.
That's what it's about.
All right, okay. Thank you, Don. Thanks, Tiff. Tiff. Thanks, Deb. And we'll see you guys. Thanks, Greg and Astrid. We appreciate you guys. Love you guys much. Take care, and y'all make sure you take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. See ya.
I feel you feeling me. You know we try to hide. No feeling, it's all right.
Trust me.